Kevin, how you been, sir?
Great, Bill. How are you doing?
What is, and here's the question everybody's asking me to ask you. What's going on with Zach Evans? Because it appears to be trending towards the Aggies.
I made a couple calls yesterday and talked to some people in the program asked the direct question and was told that that story out there is somewhat of a misrepresentation of facts. And I asked the point blank question, do you feel like he's slipping away? And I was told that Alabama still feels good about him. Obviously, you know, Texas A&M aren't going away, but there's a breakup and they're not speaking anymore and all that. I was told that is not true. That is
did something happen with a coach?
You know, I'm not going to say yes or no. I will say this: the story about. Let me say this for fans who don't know how recruiting goes. In the process of recruiting, and this is a general example, this is not a Zach Evans story, okay? In general, sometimes you do have to have what I would call tough love conversations with recruits. Sometimes it's about their academics. Sometimes it's about their dedication to Wake and some other issues. But generally, with Alabama, when those tough love conversations have to happen, they happen with the boss, not with the position coach doing the recruiting. They happen with the boss, and they happen on official visits, and oftentimes they can happen on the in-home visit when there's some issues that the coach just wants to make sure that, hey, you know, these are some things that, you know, we need to look at and some concerns that we might have moving forward. Those are all handled by the man, not the position coach. And reading what it's out there, I can tell you that if an Alabama assistant coach talked to a premier recruit like that, Bill, his job would be in jeopardy.
Kevin Hagan with us, presented by SoulStreetCoffee.com. What else is happening in Alabama country that's got everybody tuned in?
Well, it's kind of that lull period, you know, where the players are working out and going to summer school. We have SEC Media Days next week. Excuse me, Coach Saban will address the media next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time from the Winfrey Hotel. So that kind of gets people excited. But, you know, people are just kind of grasping for any news of recruiting. So any recruiting rumors kind of going to become wildfire or whatever. And speculation on, you know, who's going to start here and what position battles or whatever. It's just, you know, it's just kind of the dog days of summer. You know, I was just listening to your first hour and talking about certain magazines. And, you know, the magazines – to me are kind of like the media days for the diehard fans, people who listen to your show. I mean, do you learn anything in reading those magazines? No, but we all rush out and buy them. Same thing with SEC Media Days. Thanks to the internet and Twitter and everything, news happens so much quicker. But it's just trying to whet the appetite. Some fans, of course, do their countdowns, which just I cringe at the countdown to kickoff day. You know, how many days to kickoff? It's just, I think if you were to ask Alabama fans, Bill, July is probably their longest month of the year because it's oh so close, but we're not quite there yet.
The wide receiver core, and again plural, led by Jerry Jeudy, but lots of players, is this not only during the Saban era, but we can go back to, if you want to go back to Ray Perkins, we can do it. It doesn't matter. We all remember those days. Is this the deepest group they've had?
Oh, absolutely. It is unquestionably the deepest and the most talented wide receiving group ever at the University of Alabama. And if you look at a lot of these publications, I've yet to see one that didn't list Alabama as the number one wide receiving group in the country. And I laughed and I talked to some of my buddies and I say, did you ever think we'd see the day where Alabama had the deepest and the most talented wide receiving core in the nation? You're just not in a position, you know, 10, 20 years ago that you would expect Alabama to. But that's where Alabama is. Devontae Smith, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs III, Jalen Waddle, and then, you know, John Michie, who came in and had a fabulous spring. He's had a fabulous spring. Slade Bolden in the slot position. I think Terrell Shavers is going to have an opportunity to get some quality time on the field this year. This is a very, very deep and talented Alabama wide receiving core, and they'll certainly utilize those talents this season as they do the game plan. But I will will say you're going to see more of a pro set offense from Alabama this year with Steve Sarkisian. And I think one of the things you'll see less of, and I certainly hope so, is I don't know that we'll see Tua Tagovailoa running around carrying the ball as much as he did this past year. That Sark's going to want him to. They worked a lot this spring on him getting the ball out of his hands very, very quickly to just keep him healthy and avoid the hits.
Anything new on Tua's health?
No, it's a minor hamstring issue. Of course, I mean, you know, hamstrings are something that they can linger, so it's something you want to take care of. But it's not a major deal. Had it been, you know, during the season, he would have still continued to play. They're just trying to get him ready to go for the spring. He has put on 10, 15 pounds of good, solid muscle, trying to beef him up. But as I said, they worked a lot this spring on him, getting the ball out of his hands and just avoiding contact in general, getting out of bounds, sliding and all. I don't think you're going to see him run the ball like he did last year. There's no sense putting him in those positions, Bill. None whatsoever.
I didn't read the article. You might have, but I saw it on Twitter, and I didn't get a chance to click. But it was Feinbaum talking about the coaching turnover at Alabama, meaning under Nick. 13, I guess the number is, the last 2 years, saying that is somewhat of an issue. Talk about that. Is that a concern?
Well, I'll tell you where it rears its ugly head, and I've talked about it before in this segment, is in recruiting. It's really, really hard when you're trying to finish out a recruiting class and these position coaches are building relationships with the recruits, and then all of a sudden they're off to another job in the final couple of months. If it's not an early signee, they have a new position coach. In my opinion, recruiting is the first sign. But second, the continuity in the program, it is a big issue. Like you said, 6 the previous year, 7 this year. This group, though, has been a really great group in terms of working together. It's a much better recruiting staff than he had last year. Coach Saban, in my opinion, bringing Sal Cenceri back was a huge, huge addition to this program. He's familiar with Coach Saban. They work really, really well together. Charles Kelly has been another outstanding addition to the staff, as has Brian Baker. So, but you know, I point this out to Alabama fans all the time, and some of them will disagree with me, saying, "Oh, as long as Coach Saban's at the top, you know, I don't care." But the reality is, and Coach would agree with this, I think, if you ask him, you can't keep having 6 and 7 new coaches every single year. It's really, really hard. Now, obviously, Coach Saban's never going to have a situation where nobody leaves the program, simply because coaching under Nick Saban is an opportunity. It's a tremendous stepping stone, and let's be honest, most of these guys want to be head coaches, and it's a great opportunity to do that. But I would really hope to see 7 or 8 of these assistants come back next year and only have, 2 or 3 openings. That would be really, really great, because the continuity in recruiting and just putting everything together would be really, really hard. Of course, it's a benefit that Coach Sarkisian has previously worked for Coach Saban. That's kind of helped with his transition this year. But, yeah, it's tough, and it's tough even on Coach Saban, who does a great job of managing his program.
Did I see, and it might have been a couple of months ago, where Vinny Cenceri is coaching? Where is he?
He's a GA. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. So he's there.
Yeah. But
wow.
Vinny's there. Tino's there. And his dad is there, Sal. So we've got the entire Cenceri clan at Alabama, and they're all doing outstanding. I've heard rave reviews about Tino Cenceri, the former quarterback at Pitt. I've heard that he is a bright, up-and-coming coach, and people within the program cannot provide enough accolades to the job that Tino Cenceri's done. He's a name to watch moving forward in the coaching ranks, is what I've been told.
Good stuff, Kevin. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, have a great day as always, everybody, and roll tide.